brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, folks, Governor Ventura is now gone. And either way you slice it, off air, he was going to get to it, but we ran out of time. He said a lot of it on air, or I kind of repeated it, and then he agreed with me. He told me he's in serious talks with Howard Stern to run for president and Howard as VP to raise the money, because Ventura hates going around to the fundraisers and promising to do stuff. He absolutely hates it. And you can say what you want about Jesse Ventura. He's a real guy. I mean, I know him in person. I was the one that... when he was, because for days he didn't have a cell phone, you know, driving his RV through Mexico to Baja. I called Tyrell. I emailed Jesse, and Ventura called me back on Skype right when he read the email that I had some bad news for him. And they needed to talk to myself or Tyrell Ventura. Well, I got up here to the office when I said, try to give me a call on Skype, because he doesn't have telephone down there in the Baja, but he has internet from a wireless deal that works sometimes. And you heard him that Sunday after I'd got him on the phone that Sunday when he'd arrived. I had him on the radio that Sunday to talk about it later in the afternoon. We taped an interview. And I said, yeah, Chris Kyle, you know the Navy SEAL? He says he punched you out for saying that you're glad that Navy SEALs died. And he went, Alex, man, I just drove in here, buddy. He's nice guy off air, kind of more gruff and stuff on air, but he's like, man, what are you talking about? And he was like, what? He said, say that again. And then I told him about it and told him what was on Fox News. And he went, huh? I mean, I can't really do the imitation of it because he had it on speaker and his wife was there. And she's like, what? And he's like, when was this? When did they say this? And he was sitting there just dumbfounded. I mean, I'm not describing it well the way he took it. But it was like I basically called up and told him somebody was dead, because he's a smart guy. He knew what that meant. They were defaming him, that he was glad Navy SEALs were dead. And they've now got a petition with former Navy SEALs online. You know, he was in it before it was even called the Navy SEALs, the underwater demolition team, to kick him out of it because of him suing Chris Kyle like he's going after a widow. And, I mean, I knew that it wasn't true. And then we didn't just believe Ventura. We called the bar. We talked to the other people, folks that know him. They said, that's ridiculous. Everybody would have heard about that. That's ridiculous. Somebody would have gotten a fight with him if he said that. He was there for a commencement. And I've been around Ventura when he talks to veterans in airports and stuff many times. And he, you know, he's a sentimental guy and, you know, gets tears in his eyes saying, I think it's terrible. He saw a vet that had his leg blown off on prosthesis in an airport and talked to him and got upset. Ventura gets pretty mad in person, folks. I mean, it's not an act. The guy really does have a big temper, which he controls. He's very controlled about it. I've seen him actually get mad at the TSA. And I saw him really get shook up and say that he had to go. And then he called me back later and we taped the interview. He told me that day, he said, I'm going to have to sue these people. This is crazy. And he's got all the Navy SEALs lined up, the owners, the witnesses, all of it. But none of that's in the media. So the thousands of Navy SEALs that aren't there in San Diego and who aren't in that area, they don't even know that the people at the bar and all that know it never happened. And Chris Kyle even writes in the book that he tells lies. And I'm not trying to hurt some dead guy. I'm sad he's dead. But I just see all this promotion of how he's persecuting this widow and stuff. When I happen to know what Ventura spent, he doesn't even want people to know, folks. It is a lot of money. A lot more than what you heard. And he told him early on, when he'd already spent $50,000, $100,000, that I've got all the details, he said, you got to stop lying and come out and say this is true, Kyle. He's been in meetings with Kyle. He said, man, you're a liar. I'm going to keep suing you. You understand, how dare you? And they won't stop. And now Kyle's dead. And Ventura is not going to stop. And the lawsuit's going forward, by the way.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gates, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Hi, this is Eric Hamburg with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Ever wonder why billionaires like Warren Buffett, John Paulson are dumping their shares of U.S. company stocks? Do they know something we don't? No investor wants to own stocks with falling profit margins and shrinking dividends. Is it possible a 1987-style market crash is coming? Are these investors aware of a massive correction of up to 90%? Call me, Eric Hamburg, at 800-686-2237, extension 120, and find out why gold and silver are the only true safe haven. With event-driven risks such as volatility in the financial market and conflict in Syria and the Middle East, the sky is the limit for gold and silver. That's Eric Hamburg, 800-686-2237, extension 120, and I'll send you a brochure explaining why gold and silver are the only way to preserve your purchasing power. As a currency's value crumbles and gold being priced in dollars, metals' value will skyrocket. Again, that's Eric Hamburg, Midas Resources, 800-686-2237, extension 120.
Hello, I'm Steve Shank. Everybody's heard the statement that what you don't know can't hurt you. But truth is, what you don't know is the only thing that can hurt you. For example, you might not know how our country's wars can hurt you. Japanese radiation and the Gulf oil spill are destroying your seafood. People don't understand how America's 50-year worst drought is hurting them. Our natural disaster experience has proven relief organizations can't take care of the victims. And there's the huge question of how the government will feed all the people that it's promised to feed with no food. What if we made the whole country into one big neighborhood where we take care of each other by taking care of ourselves? Here's the plan. For every new E-Pack 60-day food supply that you order, eFoods Direct will send a 7-day food supply to each of two families in your name, free of charge. Go to eFoodsDirect.com or call 800-876-0871. 800-876-0871. eFoodsDirect.com.
Front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
What we are looking at is good and evil, right and wrong. A new world order. A new world order. A new world order. A new world order.
Well, I got some bad news for you and some good news. This just broke. It's up on DrudgeReport.com from the Washington Times. We're going to get it up on Infowars.com. Senate defeats Cruz filibuster, passes bill that funds Obamacare. And we'll see if Mitch McConnell's right now. They think it's going to be so horrible, which it is, that people are going to get mad and it's going to cause a revolution in this country against socialism and collectivism. I don't think that's going to happen, my gut tells me, because the New World Order has done this other places. And they know that the people who want the free ride are going to be conned again, just like people at a casino, just like people that buy lottery tickets. They're going to say, well, next time it'll be better. Or the Republicans messed it up, and that's why we didn't get all this. I mean, everybody I know is having their premiums increase right now. Everyone, including yours truly, just got the notice in the mail 2 days ago from Genesis Network, because I have insurance through them, I've got to pay more money now. And I was talking to Weldon about his wife. She has to pay way more, something like 30% more, he was saying. And that's less for women, by the way, for whatever reason, when the actuaries. And her deductible has doubled where she works. I'm not going to say where she works. But the point is that everyone I know is getting the news. And people that don't have insurance, you're going to have to go out and buy it now, or you're going to have to pay a $5,000 penalty. People say, good, make these folks that don't have it get it. It'll lower it for all of us. Folks, there's always going to be people. The 30 million illegals, even more coming. They're going to bankrupt the healthcare system. This is how they partially collectivize something. It starts going bankrupt. Then they say, oh, the answer is to fully collectivize. That's the trap. And by the way, Adan Salazar just posted an article at Infowars.com that is so incredibly important. Insurance giants that wrote and lobbied for healthcare law cash in. Because Adan heard me talking about the insurance companies writing it, and he heard me talking yesterday about, he's a smart guy, but I don't expect my writers to, you know, be fully immersed in all this like I am. And what they do is, I've told them, I said, you hear me making a claim and you think it's wild? Go look it up, see if it's true, and if I'm wrong, come to me. And they rarely come to me. I'm glad when they do, because I know about a problem and correct it. So he since yesterday when he heard me talk about this, he went and did a day's worth of research, and he was freaked out this morning. He goes, oh my gosh, they've made tens of billions. Some companies have made $10 billion apiece. Just since it passed in their stocks going up, and now they're set to make hundreds of billions. And they wrote it. There's all the proof where they're bragging. He has the article, Infowars.com. Insurance giants that wrote and lobbied for healthcare law cash in. Top eight health insurance firms' stocks rise since Obamacare implementation. And they've got it from WLP and the New York Stock Exchange. Blue Cross Blue Shield, boom, up massively. United Health, UNH, up massively. Look at that. Man, in the 3 years since it's been in, it has doubled. Doubled. On average, it's about a 40% increase. I mean, we need to break down the actual numbers. I think this has got to be hundreds of billions already. I mean, healthcare is 1/7 the economy. Look at these. Yeah, most of them have doubled. Wow, more than doubled for Humana. That's more than doubled. More than doubled in the last 3 years. Since 2010. And now it's set to skyrocket. You can just see it skyrocketing. Superior Health Plan, skyrocketing. Oh, man, these foreign banks that own it. I mean, this is a gravy train. And the U.S. has the highest amount of money per GDP for healthcare, and it's going to get worse. They say it's set to double in the next 3 years. Just the cost. I mean, while they chemical weapon us, bioweapon us, and society collapses, now they can control the care, give you less care, and charge you double. I mean, this is the gang rape con move of the of all time. I mean, I've never seen something this devastating. Oh, man. Small businesses are shutting down everywhere. Tens of millions, what is it, over 40 million have now been put to part-time because of this. It's going to get even worse. Everything's going to start shutting down. And when it all totally collapses, they're going to fully nationalize it, where you're under government socialist health care, but the profits will be offshored and private. Woo, man, I don't want to hand it to the Goldman Sachs and J.P. Morgan and the big banks and Bank of England. Incredible. Devastating. You have done it. You have done it. No one has ever put up with something that's this big of a screw job. I have never heard of anything this out in the open. I mean, let me go further. There's hundreds of points. There's Forbes. Obamacare will increase health spending $7,450 for a typical family of four, and that's the government's own admissions. Oh, but wait, it gets even better.
if the death panels don't make you happy, and the government controlling the type of care you're going to get, when it goes fully socialist, I don't know. There's so many points. My mind is just racing right now. This is so insane. And the poor people going in, as they phase out health care, and as you don't get surgeries and you don't get taken care of, and as ambulance services don't come after 7 at night anymore, and as the... Oh, yeah, here's the big one. This is all written by the big insurance companies owned by foreign banks on record to shut down all of their competition, the medium-sized clinics, the smaller hospitals. It's all gone. It's all gone. There are clinics all over Texas. I just know because I was reading some of the testimony this year on it. Something like half of the medium-sized hospitals and clinics are announcing they're going to shut down or be sold to the big multinationals. Kind of like the feds come in with water quality regulations in the last decade, written by foreign Dutch and Spanish and German companies mainly. They're the main owners now of U.S. water systems, to where the local water system can't pay to upgrade all this useless, expensive garbage. So they come and say, it's okay, this company's ready to come in and buy it. It's the same thing. They're coming in with regulations that the globalists are all basically exempt from that will bankrupt everything. And so you're going to have less health care. You're going to have to go and get it rationed, and it's going to be under government control. So less hospitals, less clinics, less doctors, less healthcare practitioners, more basically government nurses. The nurses, that's why they're hiring so many. The nurses are going to run everything. They always do in socialist countries. And they'll just implement, here's your pills, here's your whatever. You aren't going to be seeing doctors. Hey, enjoy yourselves. You want it, you got it. There'll still be specialty hospitals and things for the elite for a while. But we're going to come back from break and go to Rob, and then we're going to go to Walter, and then we're going to go to Justin, and we're going to go to BA, then we're going to go to Anthony. We're going to go to everybody that's patiently holding who want to get into all the news we've been talking about. The good news, since I hadn't gotten to that since Ventura was on with us, Seymour Hersh has come out, and Pulitzer Prize winner, and said that the entire Bin Laden raid is completely fake and, quote, one big lie and pathetic, and it just goes on and on. So there's that article, Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com. It's also on DrudgeReport.com. Then we've got some got warning to avoid Westgate Mall in Nairobi, Kenya, before bloody siege. Kenya's National Intelligence Agency warned some people not to visit the Westgate Shopping Mall in Nairobi before the bloody siege, a warning that was not received by the 67 victims who lost their lives during the attack, buried at the end of the London Independent report about the incident, as a revelation that the NIS did warn the police and officials inside the president's office before the Westgate siege, but its warnings went unheeded. Yeah, and either that means there was a false flag, or it means they knew but were ordered to basically stand down. And you see that time and time again. Continuing, individual officials within the NIS also told their family members to avoid the Westgate Mall on Saturday because it would be the target of an attack. Yeah, Rob Dew's brother-in-law in the official Army, Go Army marathon. And he's a top marathoner. And he won't talk to Rob now about this. It was a big freakout. They came up and pulled him and their team out and said, you're not going to finish the marathon, right before the bomb went off. Rob Dew's brother-in-law. I'm friends with Rob Dew, friends with his wife. Heard all about his brother-in-law. They're always arguing about the New World Order and stuff. The official Army team, marathoners, said, you're being pulled out to be hydrated. They're like, what? Well, I'm fine. It's just you're being pulled out. Because there's a drill down at the end with the guys with black backpacks everywhere. But don't worry, they gave you the Zarnet brothers, so everything's okay. Everybody can go back to sleep. Sleepy time. And now we know there's an ordered stand down with the Navy Yard shooting. That's official. See, the difference here is, and why the establishment should be paying attention, is everybody knows your tricks now. So you're not doing this in the dark anymore. You're doing this at high noon. So there's that news. There's some other breaking news up on Infowars.com I haven't gotten to yet. But that's going to have to wait because I'm going to go right to your phone calls until this board of calls is out of the way before I go back into news. But newly declassified government documents, pre-9/11 bin Laden hijack plot was ignored by U.S. intelligence.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
From the makers of Blanket Pocket, we bring you a serious message about the health risks associated with cell phones and wireless devices. Studies have shown that long-term exposure can contribute to an assortment of health risks. Blanket Pocket offers you 2 new products designed to help alleviate your concerns. See these 2 remarkable products at BlanketPocket.com. Call 888-315-9618. Free shipping to the lower 48. BlanketPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
It's National Preparedness Month, and ReadyMadeResources.com is proud to announce an unprecedented sale. For a very limited time, you can save 45 to 70% on all Mountain House cans and case lots. Best of all, you can mix and match, and all orders include free shipping. Visit ReadyMadeResources.com and save 45 to 70% while supplies last. Hurry, this sale ends September 30th. Call 800-627-3809. 800-627-3809. ReadyMadeResources.com. Get the best for less.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally, I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100-degree heat, and then I'd take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Your own personal Jesus, someone to hear your prayers,
someone who cares. That's Johnny Cash singing the Depeche Mode song, bringing us in.
Jesus.
We ought to have John the Revelator song. I like that.
Someone to hear your prayers, someone who's there.
Sitting alone by the telephone. All right, we're going to go to your phone calls right now, and then I'll just get into a whole host of news we haven't covered yet and breaking news towards the end of this hour. I don't even know if I'll tell the Russell Brand story of what happened last night, Russell Brand here in town, because if you don't tell the story properly, it won't come off right. But Russell's a really nice guy, really smart. Meeting him in person, he's really big, like tall, muscular, and very imposing. You can really feel he has a lot of energy. Was really wound up. Of course, he's becoming a bigger and bigger phenomenon and sensation. But it's the stories of wherever I get invited, because I didn't bug him, and he was nice and sending me private tweets saying he's going to come. And then I was not going to go just because I didn't want to bug him. And then I was getting calls. Hey, you coming? You coming? So literally, once the show already started, we get in the car. We're up here working at like 7:30 at night. And I go, okay, let me go put on a dress shirt and stuff. Let's go down there, get the cameras. We're up here working on Obama deception, too. And then I get down there, and it was not his security people, because he didn't have any security. He had two Austin cops who were real nice and listeners. That was his security. The security people at the Paramount Theater, it was just unbelievable. I mean, I cannot go to public big events anymore. I just cannot stand it. It didn't matter if I was on the guest list. It didn't matter what. It was just like, they were even treating Russell Brand's people bad. And I was just like, why? Why do you people act like this? And it shows the mindset of the petty bureaucrat. I'm going to tell that story. Like, I'm going to tell that story after I take calls. Because it was funny, actually, but actually bizarre at the end. Bizarre, ladies and gentlemen. Just like going to the Megadeth concert. It didn't matter if I was with Dave Mustaine. With the event security, not their security. I'm telling you, I mean, it's bizarre. It's like the new religion is like, go become a security guard. I'm telling you. And I was laughing, you know, not in a mean way. I mean, it was bizarre. Just wait till I tell the story. But his assistant is very, very sweet, very, very nice. See, I'm already telling the story. I can't say a story's coming up. Then I just tell the story right there. Let's go to your calls. This is a short segment. Rob in Delaware, thanks for holding. What you calling about on this Friday edition, sir?
Hey, Alex, how you doing? First of all, I just want to say thanks for doing what you do, because you're helping out a lot of people. You woke me up.
Brother, we're all in this together. That's why I say don't thank me. We're all in the same boat, brother. I'm bailing, and people are asking me for bailing. And folks, if we don't bail this sucker out and fix the leak, we're going down.
Right, right. Well, the main reason I'm calling Alex today is last week I go to my psychiatrist appointment, and he slips me a note. Or not a note, but a page that's been printed off of the Sleuth Journal about, it's titled, FEMA's Preparing a Major Event in Region 3. And it goes on to say how, you remember you were talking about the troops that they're training in Russia to come over here and control us?
They actually officially say they'll use Russian troops for riot control.
Here it is right here. UN peacekeepers began training. Training the fourth week of July, and will complete their nine-week training by October 1st. See, all these dates are the same, too. They are learning English as well as the U.S. weapon systems, how to use their weapons. Then it goes on to say how they've ordered $11 million worth of...
Let me stop you. Say again the name of the newspaper so we can pull it up for TV viewers and tell radio listeners. What's the headline?
The headline is FEMA preparing for a major event in Region 3, and it's the Sleuth, S-L-E-U-T-H, Journal, Sleuth Journal.
Well, look, it's been in the New York Times and 100 other papers conservatively. There's a giant turn out the lights, power grid out, martial law drill set to start November 1st, so we're getting real close to it now. And we've done a whole bunch of reports on it, and I've got my reporters. I want updates every week. I think they're doing one tonight on the latest on this, but the drill is to train everybody to accept federalization. It doesn't mean that something is going to happen, and we have the article on screen. It doesn't mean that something will actually happen. Like, they'll have MSNBC probably come out and say that I said that the West Coast or East Coast will be blown up on this date. I'm saying the opposite. But thank you for bringing that up to us. We are following that. We are tracking that. We know our listeners are extremely concerned, and you should be.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Why does the United States spend the largest percentage of GDP in the world on healthcare? Why do we have the highest cancer rates on the planet? The highest rates of diabetes, autism, and every other major disease? It all comes down to one thing. We are what we eat. Our food is devoid of nutrition and processed with poisons and additives. Our water is filled with toxic poisons and big pharma runoff. All of this has been engineered by design. We can turn the tide against the eugenicist by giving ourselves the nutrients our body desperately needs. To learn more, visit InfoWarsHealth.com. The site is literally packed with audio and video featuring top health professionals who don't bow down to big pharma. The fight against the new world order starts with you, and you can't stand against the machine of your sick, tired, and obese. When you visit InfoWarsHealth.com, be sure and check out the catalog with nearly 400 life-changing products and get free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapria e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriot at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440. 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
I miss going to my grandson's baseball games. I always felt tired. My body felt achy. Feet were always swollen. But since I've discovered Heart and Body Extract, now I won't miss a single game.
There are so many things a person could do if they felt better. And with Heart and Body Extract, you'll have the increased vitality and energy to do those things. Heart and Body Extract is a nutritional supplement and has an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. That's 100% natural with no preservatives. It supports a strong, healthy heart, clean, clear arteries, balanced cholesterol levels, warm hands and feet, and healthy blood pressure and blood sugar levels. Heart and Body Extract has helped many thousands of people worldwide see results in as little as 2 to 3 weeks. So be happy and be healthy and make a difference in your life. To order, visit hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305.
I'll show you politics in America. Here it is, right here. I think the puppet on the right shares my beliefs. I think the puppet on the left is more to my liking. Hey, wait a minute. There's one guy holding up both puppets. Shut up.
Go back to bed, America. Your government is in control.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
How do you stop the special interests that operate as basically global mafias? Well, not basically, they are. They're above the classical mafia. You become aware of them and their criminality. You become distrustful of government and big institutions again. You become fiercely independent, and you don't roll over to whatever directives or edicts they shove in your face. And you then organize as citizens around basic human rights and liberties that are beautifully enshrined in the Bill of Rights, Declaration of Independence. And you enforce that every day in little ways. And it's a constant battle. We'll never live in a perfect world. Not one run by man. But by being aggressive, by being fiercely independent, you create an atmosphere of human liberty and human exceptionalism instead of an atmosphere of gangs and cliques and collectivism. We know that collectivism and big government creates a nightmare situation. We know that. We know it's horrible. We know that it is the ruination of civilizations. Like a heroin addiction, it feels good at first, but leads to the road to perdition. And it really just comes down to that. A free people will not be slaves. An aggressive people will not be slaves. A liberty-loving people will not be slaves. And, but they gave us high-tech TV, brainwashing, disinformation. We use more drugs than any other country per capita, more alcohol, more entertainment, more everything. We are just a corrupt nation. Just like in the Bible, when Israel would become moral and upright, they would become incredibly successful and dominant. Then they would become decadent and corrupt with their dominance, and they would decline, collapse, and become conquered. And it's the same history in every other part of the world. It's just that the Jews were good at writing and keeping everything written down, so we have a very detailed story of what happened to them. But now with archaeology and the Rosetta Stone and the fact that they've been able to translate all the other hieroglyphs and languages, it's the same story over and over and over and over and over and over again. Trailblazers, men and women of strength and honor, build civilizations, and then their great-grandkids become decadent slobs, psychopaths take over. The culture becomes about manipulating people against each other, not about building a better society. And then things collapse. And that's where we're going right now. And the elite knows that and writes books about it, but says technocracy and the robots will keep their system from collapsing and the public scum, so they'll just, you know, soft kill us ahead of the real kill. The silent weapons for quiet wars. And we're living in a science fiction movie. And all you've got to do is realize how crazy things are, and it's all over. We can turn it around, folks. But not if you won't admit how much trouble we're in. But I see from government at every corner, corporate systems, you name it, more and more people realize their kids are in danger. And that bowing down to this, giving in, is what's gotten us to this point. And the human spirit is reignited. It doesn't mean we're winning, but we're in the fight, folks. And the last round, we've been winning the last round. And it's time to decide in this fight that you're not going to get knocked out. You're committed. It's life and death. You're going to flip the switch. And you're going to go in there and defend humanity. And I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, it's flipping a switch in sports, in business, in life, with God, letting God into your heart. In life, it's time to flip the switch. Yeah, I need you to make that decision to flip the switch and really get aggressive about this stuff. We can turn things around, but you're going to have to flip the switch. You're going to have to be a leader in your area. You're going to have to get aggressive. You're going to have to go with what you can prove, not with what people say. You're going to have to really get out there and not have a hope and a dream of what the system says, but realize it is predatory at its heart. At the center of the web, it is liquid death, and it's the enemy, and nothing they say can you listen or buy it, just like Jesse Ventura said. I agree with him. I mean, it has to come to that point of, even when you're doing something good for me, I know there's a bad reason at the end of it, and I don't want to be associated with you. I'm not breaking bread with you. I'm not being nice to you. I'm not giving you aid and comfort, sucker. I'm not giving you any companionship, nothing, nothing. All you get from me is resistance. And that's a spirit, ladies and gentlemen. But don't spend all your time just hating the New World Order. It's a spirit of, we got to protect the people. Let's go to your calls. I need to shut up. B.A. in North Carolina, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, can you hear me, Alex?
Yes, sir.
Okay, very good. Long-time listener, about third-time caller. You'll find this story interesting. I am a small business owner. I'm actually in the insurance industry. I won't say which company, obviously, but it's big. We do broker health insurance, and I was in a conference call yesterday on the Affordable Care Act, and how it was going to impact business owners as well as the public. And it was interesting. We had a rep on from one of the largest health insurance companies in the country, and he was saying about how it would be a service for us to go ahead and quote people now, because whatever rate we sell them now, we can lock in for a year. Whereas if they buy the same product January 1st, it's going to be a ton more. This is coming from the health insurance company. I mean, this guy's been there for 12 years.
Well, let me just stop you briefly, because this is a fact. They admit it's going to probably double it the next year. It's already gone up just beforehand, as you know. Have you seen the movie The Incredibles?
No, I haven't. I don't watch a lot of TV or movies. I saw it with Avatar about, what, 5-6 years ago?
Sure, sure. I mean, my point is most listeners have, so it's a way to inform them. It's a very good children's movie. I liked it. Most of the stuff's a bunch of bills. But the reason I raise it is the hero in it is really an insurance salesman by day, or he's a retired superhero, and he's there secretly telling little old ladies how to actually get their health care with the insurance company. And I actually know that there are good people in the system who do want to sell a good product and who do want to be fair and who do want to help people. And that's why the system wants to get rid of the competition, calling it competition. So I use that as the analogy of when we criticize the insurance companies, we're criticizing who runs them, what it's turning into, not the good people inside. And in that, what's in that movie is art imitating life. There are so many good people in the system that are trying to make it work for the people, and that's what Obamacare does, is take away your capability to do that. But I'm going to shut up. You've been holding forever. Go ahead and make your point.
Oh, yeah, that's fine. No, getting back to the story, though, you know, I had approximately 30 of my colleagues on the conference call with this rep, and after he kind of explained that, you know, rates are going up next year, you know, they've already gone up 60%, I believe, in the past 2 years.
Yes.
And I've seen that because, I mean, I've been in insurance for a few years now, and one lady in particular come on. Now, this is a business owner like myself, educated lady. And she basically said, well, from the information that I've gotten and the state senators that I've talked to and the congressmen and all this, it seems like it's exactly the opposite of what you're telling me. And I almost fell out of my chair because, I mean, this is like the first time she had considered that maybe Obamacare wasn't going to help people. And she was serious. And she said, so it almost seems to me like it's been a lie. And this guy on the phone, our rep, he literally said, well, I don't want to get political on this call. This isn't the nature of it, but it is a lie. And my whole office just about fell out laughing. But, I mean, that's how much disinformation's out there whenever you've got people in the industry still thinking it's a good thing. And we're, what, 3 days from October 1st, the rollout, the first part of the rollout?
That's right, and you're right. The numbers are between 55% and 70%, depending on whose numbers you look at, AP, Reuters, Forbes. It's 55, 65, 70%, depending on what number you look at, increase. But my dad's in healthcare management. We're talking 22 offices that he personally manages. He's got these big healthcare things outside dentistry that want to hire him. He's actually a consultant, and he is shaken by it because he knows it's written by big insurance to shut down more clinics, to then bankrupt everything and nationalize it with select groups above it, to knock out all the smaller insurance salespeople. I mean, it's a corporate consolidation screw job, and that's why I started hyperventilating about 30 minutes ago on air, because it's almost like a panic attack on air mixed with sick laughter because it's so disgusting that the public hears these lies, and the lies are so big that there's no way that they could be lying to me. And then even as the premiums go up, and even as the deductibles go up, yes, people on welfare now will get free health care. They always got free health care on Medicare and Medicaid. Hospitals aren't supposed to turn you away. It's charity care. And people call in and go, there's no charity care, you're a liar, when I know all about it. I've worked in health care in college, and it's so frustrating to sit there and know I'm right and to have these ignorant people telling me I'm a liar when all I'm trying to do is help them, and I don't even have a dog in this fight. And then I think to myself, what are they thinking when this goes in? How are they thinking they're going to get away with it? And then I realize they're planning to stage something giant, so horrible that we're going to be under martial law and it won't matter if they've already nationalized health care. The only way they're going to get away with this is like some giant war scenario or bioweapons scenario. Because let me tell you, I've looked at this. This will, like Mitch McConnell says, in collectivist, in socialism for 20 years. It will discredit it forever. Okay? It will absolutely destroy it. But they don't care. They're going forward. And the elite are smart. They wouldn't be doing this unless they thought they've got a plan. Let me ask you this, BA in North Carolina. What do you think about what I'm saying?
Well, I think you're right on a lot of it, and obviously, you know, you've been talking about how the premiums are going to go up for a while, and as far as the event that they may or may not stage, I mean, it's certainly in the cards, and I mean, it won't be the first time they've done it. It will definitely.
Well, the question is, here's the question: we don't know what event it's going to be. My point is, my question to you is, how do they think they're going to get away with this?
I don't think they really care. If the move is to siphon off money from the public and to ultimately, wreck the economy, then everything's going to plan. And then actually convincing people that you're doing it for them and that you love them and everything like that, you know, and I wanted to shed a little bit of light on the actual, on what's actually going to happen, because there is information available. If you go to healthcare.gov, and it rolls out obviously January 1st, but there are subsidies for people actually up to four times that make up to four times what is considered the poverty level. But if you even go put your information in there and you see what the subsidy is, you know, and our rep even discussed this, you know, you could still be having a family or an individual paying $1,000 a month. And so what's going to happen come January 1st is going to be a lot of interest. There's going to be a lot of people that want quotes that weren't able to obtain coverage due to pre-existing conditions or what have you. You know, they're going to show up, you know, on dialysis or whatever the case may be, and they're going to get a quote on it. But if you make any kind of a living, it's going to be unaffordable, not affordable.
Exactly. It's meant to bankrupt the system and make it unaffordable for everybody that's already paying the highest price in the world in the graphs for health care. That's it. Exactly. God bless you, and I appreciate your inside points. Look, here's the issue. It's also a bait and switch. There's 10,000 pages of amendments on a 3,000-page bill. There are hundreds of nightmares in there that have been discovered. And then they won't say how they're going to implement them. They won't say what the interpretation is. It's just like the UN treaty is open-ended. It's like everything they do is just a power grab. It federalizes things. It allows the government to pick winners and losers, the government to give exemptions. It's meant to shut down small business, shut down competition. The big guys are all exempt. And, yes, there will be some free goodies to the illegal aliens and people on welfare. Notice the unions are flipping out because they're noticing their premiums are going up and their insurance, their deductibles going up. I mean, that's why this has gone from being unpopular to super unpopular. And the storm hadn't even hit yet. See what I'm saying? The storm hasn't hit yet. And I don't even know what to say at this point. It's so bad. But again, it's designed to get government control over what the doctors can do, because when it increases the prices again, they're going to say we got to have affordability, so they're going to come in and ration the care and stuff. They've done this in other countries, so it looks confusing to people. It's like shoving a horse in a meat grinder. You're like, man, that's really gross, but on the other end comes out ground meat. And we know what comes out the other end. Centralized, corrupt, crony systems, and they've got this eugenics program going into place with everybody with all the deficiencies and the problems and the fluoride and the glands all screwed up, to where they know everybody's going to start having even more problems as they carry out the eugenics. And so they've got to get it where we can't get real health care and we get nationalized health care. I mean, that's the program here. By the way, speaking of health care, we're going to come back and take more calls. Survival Shield. I've done massive research with medical doctors, nutritionists, you name it. And nascent iodine is the biggest unknown info out there. It is one of the biggest secrets that the public is not aware of. And we have double strength nascent iodine at half the price of the leading competitors. We went to the best lab, FDA accredited, inspected, all that, with Dr. Group. Had them develop it, put up all the money to get it, and it's hard to get nascent iodine. It's raw iodine. It's pure iodine. It's not the chemical garbage at the store or the pills or all that. We have a video breaking it down up at InfoWarsLife.com. It's the first product of many we're going to be rolling out. It's simply amazing, and you can find out all the details at InfoWarsLife.com. Here's the other news. I ordered a lot of this, and we are half sold out of it in one day. And I thought this would be a month, you know, supply of it. So we're having more manufactured right now. But then when that's manufactured, they don't even know when the next time is they can get a hold of nascent iodine. Okay? I mean, there's a reason it's $60 a bottle. We've got it for $30 a bottle. And it's double strength. So we're bringing you a good deal here. It helps fund the radio show as well. It's great for cuts, you name it. But what it's really good for is your thyroid inside your body, your whole metabolism. This is what your thyroid needs versus the fluoride they put in the water that it doesn't. This is a supercharger across the board, according to Dr. Group and so many others, Dr. Brownstein, you name it. And I've been doing it for a couple months. My wife has, and it is dynamic what it's done for me. So you can get it up to 5 packs. People are asking for more than 5 packs and get discounts. I think we're going to add a 10-pack on there, but I'll go talk to Weldon and shipping back there. The issue is that this will probably be sold out by Sunday. In fact, it might be sold out tomorrow if this continues, and then it'll be backordered a couple weeks. And then when that's gone, it might be 2-3 months. So victims of our own success. But this couldn't come at a better time as a blessing for us to promote a great product like this that everybody needs to fund our operation, because we've been behind the eight ball in my expansion to fight the globalists. So we are launching InfoWarsLife.com. You can go there and get Survival Shield, nascent iodine. Nuclear iodine is what it's known as. And it is the radiation blocker. It's not nuclear radioactive itself. It's just called nuclear iodine because it's in the raw form of the atoms, as in the nuclei, is the way the scientists describe it. And it is powerful. InfoWarsLife.com. Secure yours now.
Turn your food waste into fertilizer. That's right. Turn your food waste into fertilizer with the Bokashi Kits from Terraganics.com. Stop breaking your back turning those big piles of food waste and stop attracting a bunch of unwanted pests and flies. Recycle your leftover vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, bread, pizza crusts, and more with no foul smells, heavy lifting, or turning. It's easy. Finally, a way to recycle all of your food waste safely and effectively. Bokashi Kits turn food waste into fertilizer in as fast as 2 weeks, so it takes less time to create nutrient-rich humus for your garden or crops. No turning and no obnoxious odors. Recycle all your food wastes. It's as easy as 1, 2, 3. See the Bokashi system and order your Bokashi kit online at Terraganics.com. Spelled TerraGanix.com. Terraganics.com. Or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop 6 hits. But what about the 7th? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
Celebrate National Preparedness Month with BePrepared.com. This Preptember, get 31% off our new Supreme Pizza Combo. All the food storage ingredients you need for delicious homemade pizzas. Now or years from now. Regularly $143.85, now just $99.99. Also save 30% on Provident Pantry Scrambled Egg Mix. On sale for $21.99 this month only. For Preptember deals, call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863. Or visit BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
You are now in the crosshairs. The NSA and the FBI are treating you like a criminal and monitoring your every move. Ron Paul said recently, "The evidence of the totalitarian nature of this government is on display undeniably every day. What's taking place right now is a coup and the destruction of the Constitution. Fortunately, there is something you can do about it. Learn how to be invisible, lock down your privacy, and even disappear forever. Go to privacylockdown.com to learn how. That's privacylockdown.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Let me just briefly tell the Russell Brand story, then I'll go into overdrive and go to Walter and Justin and Anthony and Scott and Russ, everybody that's holding, I'm going to get to you. Russell Brand's a big comedian, movie star, and it's great to, you know, get him on the show and then go and interview him. We'll have a video interview we did last night. It'll air sometime next week on the radio slash TV show that you're listening to and watching right now. But people say, well, that guy's not really a Christian. You know, why are you talking to him? He wasn't even a spiritualist 3 or 4 years ago, and he's listening to the show, and that's good. So he's, I believe, on the path to waking up. And so I got invited out there, but I didn't want to bug him. And then a tweet came in, a private tweet, hey, are you going to come? And then I went to get tickets, and it was sold out, so I just ignored it. And he sent another tweet to me and said, hey, are you going to come? And I said, yeah, okay. And then I was just kind of sneak and not go because I don't want to bug people. I knew it would, you know, turn into a circus. And then we get a phone call by his main assistant saying, hey, where are you sitting? We've got you, you know, front row seats, and, you know, we've got you a guest list. Who do you want to put on it? So we sent him an email back saying, okay, put three people on it. I'll bring a couple camera guys. But then I was halfway not going to go because I don't want to deal with the security. And then I go, okay, they sent me another message like, where are you, right before it started. I guess Russell really is a fan of the listener, like he said. So I get in the car at 7:30, drive down there. The show starts at like 8. They've closed the doors, but I walk up. And the guy opens the door and goes, hello, Alex. One of the people that works at the Paramount Theater, beautiful old theater that I've been going to since I was a kid when I come down here in the summer. My mom would take me there because I'm from Dallas. But we'd come down here and go to the theater she went to when she was a kid. She saw all those spaghetti westerns and Dr. Strangelove and 2001 Space Odyssey when she was in high school there. So I could tell the story for an hour just because it ties into so many things. And I'm not telling it because it's a celebrity story. It's a psychology story. So we get there. The doors are closed, but they have a policy of letting you in even if they've closed. It doesn't matter. And I try to open it. It's not open. The guy opens and goes, hey, what do you want, Alex? Guy knew who I was. I see the bartender going, hey, Alex, come here. I got a drink for you. Cops are waving at me. The door's open, and I go, yeah, I know, I'm here to see Russell Brand. If you don't have a ticket, you're not coming in. And I couldn't even say anything. I went, I want a ticket or you're not coming in. And he slams the door. I got guys with cameras and stuff. It's like a religion to like, oh, you want the celebrity. It's not the celebrities that act like that. It's anyone around it who wants that power. It's like their reflected glory. So the door opens again, and I go, you know, I know the manager of this place. I'm good friends with her. Well, she isn't here right now. And I went, well, listen, I'm on the door slams again. I knock on it again. Door opens. He goes, hey, man, I told you. And the cops are laughing at me. And they're, hey, Alex, how you doing? But until they were listeners, I talked to them later, they were. And I'm feeling pathetic because I didn't even really want to go to this. I wanted to see Russell Brand, but I didn't want to go through this. Plus, shake hands all night myself. I'm tired. I'm up here working at night on a film. And it just went on. So I go, okay, forget it. Let's go over across the street and eat sushi. This is a Japanese place across the street. We go over there. I send her a text at the end of the meal. I go, I couldn't see the show. They won't let me in. She goes, what? You're on the guest list. I go, I know. She goes, I'll be out there. How long can you be there? I go, in 5 minutes, I'll be there. I'm back out. They come and say, we've got a woman claiming she's with Russell Brand. She's the head of it. Nicola. Nice, smart, beautiful lady, the head of it. Then they go, well, we're not letting him through. It doesn't matter. They got cameras. But wait, you said he could come in. Russell Brand at the end had to order them to bring me to the back. And then the people there that are a union shop that run the theater were like, all right, we'll let you talk to him, but you got 10 minutes. Let's just do it outside. They're like, no. It was like the inmates are running the asylum is my point. This is an example of how tyranny and government itself grows. Groups get control and they just enjoy dominating everyone.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.